Coming up, a Real Good Words interview.
All of these lines across my face tell you the story of who I am. So many stories of where I've been, and now I got to where I am. But these stories don't mean anything when you've got no one to tell them.
Elsa McGee is a New York Times bestselling author of Someday Little Boy and Making a Friend. She lives in Minneapolis and Vermont, and her latest book for kids is up for the Minnesota Book Award. It's called Tell Me a Tattoo Story, published by Chronicle Books. Allison is back with us on KEXE KBXE. Allison, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me on, Heidi.
So why tattoos in a book for kids?
Oh, that's a question that I've been asked a few times, and I will say that the inspiration for the book came in two separate ways. One was a friend of my literary agent's who said to her one day, sort of plaintively, I wish you would get one of your authors to write a book that has tattooed parents in it. And this is a man who is covered with tattoos, has three little kids, and had actually been searching for a book that had tattooed parents, and they're few and far between. So I sort of put that in the back of my mind. And then a couple of years went by, and two of my own three children got really into tattoos. And at first I was sort of, you know, I looked a little bit askance because tattoos are truly permanent and you can't change them. But when they began telling me the stories behind their tattoos, I got so interested in that aspect of it because almost no one goes through the pain and the expense and the time and the permanence of having ink drilled into your body unless there's a good and passionate reason behind it. And so at that point, I became really interested in just hearing the stories behind general people's tattoos, you know, people in general. And I wanted to write a picture book that was really about stories and family love and the relationship between a little boy and his dad, and by inference, the family members who came before them.
So does that mean you were asking people about their tattoos when you saw them?
Yes, I was. And did they? I would admire a tattoo, you know, if I saw one that I really just thought was intriguing, I would say, oh, I love that tattoo. Is there a story that behind it that you'd be willing to share with me? And some of them were so touching, Heidi, and I ended up featuring a lot of them on my blog. I would get a photo of the tattoo and then the story behind it and just have a little tattoo story of the day, because so many of them are very moving, you know, the memorials to someone who is loved and passed on now, or to commemorate a transition of some kind, a graduation, or, you know, coming out of addiction. There's all a whole number of ways that people use tattoos to remind themselves of passages of life.
You know, my nephew, who is out of college now, he got a tattoo maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And mm-hmm. It is a saying that my father said all the time, who passed away. And it looks probably silly on his calf, but it says, drive like hell. And he would say that to us, like when I would go back to college, if I came home for the weekend, just because my mother was always so worried and would say, be careful, it might be icy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So he was wanting us to have an adventure, which my nephew got, and just say, he'd say, drive like hell. And so now it's on his
calf. Oh, I love that.
It's on his calf.
Oh my gosh. It says so much about your dad and also about your nephew and that love of life. Oh my gosh, that's a beautiful story.
Yeah, and it's better that he has that tattoo also. Like, for me to know that that was passed down to him is just very, very cool. Well, yeah, let's talk about this dad and his son in the book. Tell us about them.
Well, they're sort of, the dad is kind of a hipster dad. He's doing the dishes as the book opens up, and his little son is probably 3 years old at this point. And you don't really hear the little boy talking in the book, but you hear the dad echoing the questions that he's asking him. And right from the first page, you get the sense that this is a nightly ritual, because the dad says, "You want to see my tattoos? Why, little man, you always want to see my tattoos. Here we go then." And then the rest of the book goes through all the tattoos on his arms and his chest and the meaning behind them. So the first one goes into, the first one is a quote, like you just said, actually, about your nephew and your dad. And it's from a storybook that his mom used to read to him when he was a child. And then the next one is something that his dad used to tell him, and he wants always to remember it, so he put it right on his wrist where he can see it every day. One of the tattoos reminds him of the day he met the little boy's mom, and so it sort of progresses from that. One of them commemorates his deployment in Afghanistan and how much he missed home while he was there. And so it really is a story that deepens into what I think of as both family lore and the love between this dad and his son.
We are talking with Minnesota author Allison McGee. Her new book for kids is called Tell Me a Tattoo Story. So it's interesting to me, as you kind of read to us a bit from the book, that your text doesn't have what the tattoo is. We see it visually.
Yes. That's the beautiful thing about picture books to me, that the illustrations convey at least half of the meaning of the book. I was so lucky to be matched with Eliza Wheeler, who's really an incredible artist with a simple line that conveys so much emotion and depth. And I love just paging through the illustrations of this book and seeing what she did to interpret the tattoos.
Yeah. Maybe you have a way to describe the colors of this book. Just stand out to me. It's not big, bright, in your face. It's muted, or it's pastels, or how do you describe
it? Yeah, it's a soft, cool, but warm palette that she used. It almost has an old-time feel to it, even though these are young, somewhat hipstery parents. The colors are warm and gentle throughout the book, and to me, it makes the illustrations more evocative, I guess. I loved the colors that she chose.
I think, and I'm sure you hear this all the time, but I think people get this idea that a picture book, because there aren't that many words, must just be super easy to write. Is it super easy?
Well, I don't know if I get that a lot, because maybe people are polite, but I can tell you that in my mind, before I wrote my first picture book, I sort of had that snotty attitude, like, well, I write novels, you know. I write 100,000-word books. How hard can a 500-word book be? And I'm here to tell you that they are the hardest things in the world to write. They're just devilish little puzzles of books. And my very first picture book took me 3 entire years to turn into something that was even beginning to be good. So yeah, they're tough. At least for me, they're tough.
Well, and I don't know if you know this off the top of your head, but for instance, with Tell Me a Tattoo Story, what's the process like? Did you know what maybe stopped you up or was difficult for you in telling this story that is simple in a lot of ways, but has lots of details and has just the right words?
That's a good question. This one was actually one of the less difficult picture books I ever wrote. And I think the reason why is that I had my own son in mind when I was writing it. My son was my first baby, and he had kind of a difficult time being in the world, I guess, for the first few years. And one of the few things that was calming and peaceful for him was just the two of us reading picture books together. And we read them, you know, he was my first, so I had more time. And we just read endless picture books. And his very favorite was Ferdinand, about the little Spanish bull who liked to just sit quietly and smell flowers instead of fighting in the bull ring. It's a picture book by Monroe Leaf, a Spanish author and illustrator. And so when my son grew up and turned 18, he sent me a text, and it went like this: Mom, would you kill me if I got a tattoo? And I thought, no, of course I'm not going to kill you. It's your body, and you're 18. And I texted him back, no, not as long as it's a heart on your bicep with the word mom in the middle. And he was ha-ha. And a few months later, he got his first tattoo. He has a lot now, but his very first one was a picture of Ferdinand on his back, just this little picture of Ferdinand, the little Spanish bull between his shoulder blades. And it was so touching to me. I burst into tears thinking, oh my gosh, that has been with him throughout his life. The way we read those books together, you know, it just sort of gets imprinted in your heart. And then he had it imprinted in ink. So it really was my guiding light as I wrote the book. And the love and the continuity is what I wanted to portray in the book. And once I had that framework in my mind, it became an easier task. And I ended the book with a little heart that has the little boy's birthday in it. And it's actually my son's birthday. So,
well, Tell Me a Tattoo Story came out last April. It's up for the Minnesota Book Award this year. Have you heard from little kids who enjoy it or parents?
I have. I've gotten some photos of little kids reading the book that parents have sent me via my website. And I've gotten other parents saying things to me like, thank you for writing this. My husband and I have 1,000 tats, and we're just so happy to have this book to read to our kid. So it makes me happy. It seems to have been meaningful to the people I wrote it for. And that's a good thing.
Tell Me a Tattoo Story by Allison McGee is up for the Minnesota Book Award this year, published by Chronicle Books. You can find more information at AllisonMcGee.com about her picture books, her books for young adults, and adult fiction. This Real Good Words interview made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Come out. All of my friends who think that I'm blessed, they don't. We have featured a lot of the books that are up for the Minnesota Book Award this year, and I've got some interviews lined up with some people who are in the running. Genre fiction category, David Housewright is up for the award. Stealing the Countess is the name of his book. We're hoping to talk to him before the awards in April. And The Heavens May Fall by Alan Eskins is also in that category. The book we featured on Paddle, Minnesota, Jim Gallagher, the Mark Knutzel book on canoes, is up for the Minnesota Book Award as well. And lots of cool things. Wintering by Peter Guy. We talked to Peter last year about his book. So it's a very cool resource to find out what's up for the book awards. I'll put a link in the What We're Reading Facebook group, but you can also find it just by searching Minnesota Book Awards. It's the Friends of the St. Paul Public Library that put that awards show on.